talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Taking this world apart. Took me years to build that fortress around my broken heart. But your patient hand goes stone by stone. Pain can build a prison, but your love's making me a home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Brick by Brick, and they will be performing tonight at the Charleston Music Hall. I think tickets are still available for that if you wanted to check that out. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that took place a few weekends ago, February 2nd through the 4th. And we are continuing our coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We've got several interviews today of vendors, plus recordings of a couple of the seminars that we had, free seminars at the Charleston Home and Design Show. But we'll be hearing from the folks from Flooring Factory, Universal Marble and Granite, HLG Growers, Limerick Plumbing, Heating and Air, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens also had a couple of big seminars on Friday of the show, and they were specifically for architects, but a lot of homeowners sat in on those seminars too, and got some great information. We're also going to hear from Stripe Lemon Design, and she did one of the designer stories seminars that you're going to hear from. And Andrea Dussault was also the interior designer who created the Carrie Underwood inspired celebrity designer room that was on display all weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We have a feature in our winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine called Interior Designer Stories, and the interior designers, in their own words, tell us about a particular project. And so Andrea will be talking about that project in Designer Stories seminar. Also, we'll be hearing a seminar, Window Treatments That Wow, with Advanced Window Fashions. And then finally, there's a third seminar, Eco-Friendly Home Solutions, and that features the folks from Glass Eco Countertops, Advanced Water Systems, and also the heating and air company and plumbing company Fix-It 24/7. But the Charleston Home and Design Show, even though it was only two weekends ago, it seems like it was a long time ago. We shift gears pretty quick after the show, and we've been working on our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So everybody's hard at work. We couldn't stay too long thinking about how great the show was, even though it was a great show and vendors were very, very pleased. with all of the homeowners that came out. Homeowners seemed very, very pleased too, because they were able to make contact with all the experts that they need to turn their house, the house they like, into the home they love. And so it was a win-win all around. Great event. And we had lots of participation from the public and vendors. It was our biggest home show that we've ever had, just in terms of the number of vendors that were participating and everything like that, and the attendees that came to the show. Just a great show, and we're looking forward to next year, and we will be talking more about that in the future. Have a great weekend.
And now we're talking with Wander with Flooring Factory. How you doing, Wander?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good. Tell everyone about Flooring Factory and what you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Okay, Flooring Factory been work with Charleston area for 7 years. And we do work with kitchen and bathroom remodeling and any kind of floors. Luxury vinyl, tile, real wood, and also laminate, any kind of floor that you need it. And any bathroom and kitchen remodeling, anything you need, we do it, like serve with a complete job. We don't leave you like without anything. An example, if you even need to paint, we do all that job to serve you, like, you know, one stop and shop. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, what do you have on display here?
Display here, we do have luxury vinyl. We a couple, you know, the most sample that we have here. We do have cabinet doors, and we have countertop. We have a tile, and we have a solid wood. Yeah, and also some laminate.
Very good. It's a beautiful display. And how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
We can visit our showroom and also Facebook and Instagram. We have a showroom in Mount Pleasant and in Goose Creek.
All right, great. Well, we have been speaking with Wander with Flooring Factory. Thanks so much, Wander.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you doing, Greg?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everyone about Universal Marble and Granite.
So Universal Marble and Granite's been in North Charleston for 22 years. We're a very high-quality, small custom shop that does everything from quartz, porcelain, granites, marble countertops for kitchens, islands, bathroom vanities, fireplaces, outdoor grills, etc.
Well, very good. Well, tell me about what you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
So today we brought something different. We've got a beautiful slab of porcelain as a kitchen island. So it's got a 3-inch island, 3-inch miter across it, some very vibrant colors. So porcelain is almost like you've taken a picture and covered it with glass. So very, very vibrant colors and schemes and veining that you can get. You can get everything from a product that looks like a Carrara marble at a fraction of the cost to something like our island, which is very unusual.
It's beautiful. And does porcelain only come like high gloss, or can you get it like a matte finish?
You can get it matte finish. You can get it even in a semi-leathered finish, etc. Yeah, comes in a number of different finishes.
Very good. Well, how can folks give more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
They can give us a call at 843-767-7779. They can go online at universalmgranite.net and come visit us, 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Thanks for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Christian Teague with HLG Growers. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everyone about HLG Growers.
All right. We're a full-service landscape design firm. We can do anything with rock, pavers, block, and then all the plants. So we, a lot of times, specialize in things like outdoor kitchens, water features, paver patios, walkways, seasonal plantings, different layered pollinators that can give year-round interest, and bloomers, different areas that are hard to plant, like under shade trees, and areas that are light restricted. We have a lot of plants that can work in those environments as well, and drought tolerant plants, and then plants that maybe like wet areas. So each environment is unique, and Charleston certainly has around four corners of a house almost all those environments sometimes.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about from HLG Growers?
The best way is to reach us either by Facebook at HLG Growers, and then we have HLGGrowersCarolina.com, which is our website. And you can always call us at 843-901-4862. If we don't answer, leave a message.
All right, great. We've been talking with Christian Teague with HLG Growers at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Amanda Edwards with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And we're very proud to have Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show party this evening. How are you doing, Amanda?
Doing fabulous. Meeting lots of people here today.
Good. Well, take a moment, tell everyone about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
We specialize in heating and air and plumbing, but we are a locally owned company. We're a bigger company, so we can accommodate people same day, next day, whether install, service, things like that, meeting all of the needs, whether it's a new system, whether it's service on an old system or adding mini splits, any plumbing, gas related items, we can handle anything like that.
Excellent. And what are you talking to homeowners about so far?
Today I have been talking about mini splits. So they are the systems that go in, maybe a frog or a room that doesn't get adequate airflow or can't get enough heat, not enough cool. And so putting those mini splits in to help, that room so you can sleep better, or your frog, you can entertain better, different things like that. And so setting up appointments for people who want to add that to their home.
And those mini splits are much better than like a window unit, which is very loud and very not energy efficient at all. Will cost you a lot of money to run.
Correct. Definitely not energy efficient. We even have models. So if it's in your bedroom, they can blow around you. They can actually sense that you're laying in your bed. And so they can blow around you and not on you, or vice versa. If you want it to blow on you, where a window unit, you don't have that control and you don't really have temperature control in the room. Also, a difference between a window unit is not going to pull out any humidity, where the mini splits, they actually have some of the models have humidity modes on them, so you can actually just pull out humidity out of the room to help with things like that.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air?
You can go on our website at limerick.com. Google us, check us out. Our reviews, we're very proud of our reviews. Give us a call in the office. Anyone, any of the folks that answer the phone can help you out.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, about to have our first seminar of the weekend kick off. And the first two seminars are being sponsored by Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And we're speaking with Chris Doherty with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How are you doing, Chris?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. So, Chris, tell us about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens and the seminars that you have going on.
So Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens this morning is putting on a seminar that is going over structure, movable vane pergolas. So we are the newest and largest dealer for structure. And we will be doing a seminar explaining, you know, the pros of having a movable vane pergola, how customizable they are, and really how they can elevate the value of your home.
When you say movable pergola, do you mean that there are louvers that move, or what do you mean when you say movable?
Correct. The louvers do move. You can control them via a four-channel remote or your cell phone.
Gotcha. And these two seminars that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens has organized, you're expecting a lot of architects to attend, right?
That is correct. We are expecting, I think, between 30 and 40 architects, where we're going to explain, you know, basically the pros of these and help get that name out there and let, you know, the architects and contractors in the area know that these are available right in their own backyard.
And what about the second seminar?
The second seminar is Progressive Screens, and we have a rep from Progressive Screens that is here, and he's going to kind of piggyback off of that and explain the pros of being able to put a MagnaTrack screen on these pergolas.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about the two companies that are putting on the seminars in Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen in general?
I mean, obviously they can stop into the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend. We are located on La Mesa Road in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We do have a showroom located there and on 70 Pennington Drive down in Bluffton. So they can visit us in person online at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com or our Facebook page and our Instagram page.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
To me, one of the most special seminars, because we're here with Andrea Dussault of Stripe Love and Interior Design. She not only designed this incredible designer room that we're seeing back here, but she was a part of our Designer Stories editorial feature in the latest issue, where we're going to get to go in depth about her own home design. And I think that's really exciting when you get to see a designer's own home, because you can really see their authentic design shine because there were no client parameters. So if you want, you can just introduce yourself a little bit, tell us how you got into interior design, and then we'll jump in to the story of your home.
Thank you, Michaela. Thank you for coming. As Michaela said, my name is Andrea Dussault. I've been in Charleston now for 9 years, originally from Connecticut, where I also had a business. So I've been an interior designer now for about 13, 14 years, and I just love it. It's my passion. It's my second career after leaving corporate America and raising my children, and I've just really enjoyed my time here at in Charleston as a designer.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the story?
Sure.
We'll go into the interior here.
Yes, so we built this house a few years back, and it's our second build here in Charleston, and we wanted to do something different with this build. So you don't tend to see a lot of the British West Indies style white stucco homes. And we wanted to do a play off of that and give it a little modern twist. So what you'll see both on the exterior as well as the interior is some splashes of color and island inspired design, if you will. And if you see with the interiors here, most of the walls are white. And then we added a lot of natural elements with the white oak hardwood flooring and a lot of natural textures with the jute and other natural materials. We did go with all black windows, which really made the house pop from outside and inside. So against the white walls of the exterior, the black windows really show nicely, as well as on the inside. I don't think we have a picture of the pink front door, but yes, I did do a pink front door, which I did have to fight, but right? I'll tell you, I get
shade.
A lot of compliments on the pink door.
I had some technical difficulties before this.
That's okay.
But if you'd like to see more of these images, you can just check out CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com to look deeper into those.
Yeah, so here's the outdoor back porch. It's a screened-in back porch. It is fairly large, so we made it into two different zones. We have the dining area where we spend a lot of our time. And then on the other side, we've got a fireplace, a TV, as well as a little sitting area and then those sliders go into the master bedroom, which is a nice feature. And then this is the master bedroom where the architect designed a really cool design on the ceiling with that same white oak flooring. So we wanted to make it feel like we were in an island resort. So that light fixture from Low Country Lighting Studio, it's an Arteriors light fixture, really pulled it all together to give us that island vibe, of course, with all the other furnishings. We also opted to do pendant lighting over the nightstand, which is something that's a bit of a trend right now. It is fun if you can do that. So we've really enjoyed it. And we put light switches in the nightstands to control, so we can just turn them on and off from the bed.
And then we've got your master bath.
Yes, our master bathroom, we have two separate vanities on either side of the room with the freestanding tub in the middle. I did a lot of white on white in this room to really capture all of the brushed brass fixtures that we selected. And then of course, in every room you'll see a pop of color. So in this room, we did, the plan was for wallpaper on that accent wall, but we plan to do that down the line. But for now we've got our birds there, which add just a lot of character and pop of color and give us that continued island feel in the bathroom space. This is actually my home office, so there's room for two people to work there. We've got some custom-made floating shelves in the same white oak to kind of carry that through, and lots of storage, which is hard to tell from this picture, but you'll also notice our really fun light fixture in the ceiling. That's by Stray Dog Designs, which is one of my favorite vendors. Oh, our powder room. So this exposure came out a little wonky, but that's actually pink wallpaper. It's a pale wallpaper, pale pink wallpaper, and it's got this very whimsical palm tree design, if you will. We've got some really fun sconces on the walls that are on the sides, and then this beautiful mirror in the center. We opted to do a floating vanity on this, which is something a little different. And yes, I brought in my favorite green.
Yes.
And another fun feature was that we took the countertops all the way up the wall a little higher for the backsplash, and then mounted the faucet to the wall, which is kind of a fun thing. Might as well have fun with the powder room.
Absolutely. I'm not sure if I got to, if we got to focus on this space.
Sure.
Do you want to circle back to
yeah.
just the living and dining space? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the main living area of the home. As you can see, it's very open concept. We opted not to do a separate dining room. We wanted it all to be in one main living space. So we've got a very large island, and we did miter the countertops on that island. We used palmetto surfacing for the quartz countertops, and they did a beautiful job. And there's room there for four to sit and eat casually. But then for most of our meals, we'll actually sit right at our dining room table, which is fairly casual. Just gives us a little bit more flexibility. If we want to entertain, we can certainly make the table bigger and more formal. But for everyday living, it works quite nicely just to have the space there and not an extra kitchenette and table, if you will. One thing that I wanted to point out with the dining room wall here is that you can't really tell in the photo, but the architect kind of stopped the 10-foot ceilings and went up to 12 feet near the windows. So that gave me an opportunity to make that a really nice accent wall with the wallpaper and those transom windows up top. So we just, when you're in the space, it just feels very open and airy, which is what we were going for.
I love all the light fixtures in this house.
Thank you. It was fun. The lighting is really the jewelry, right?
Totally.
So yeah, this is our second floor stairwell, and we did do a little feature on the wall there with some with the light pendant. This is my daughter's room, so she got to have fun picking out some things for this space and just making it her own, adding those pops of color. And then the laundry room here, we had fun with. We did a nice shade of blue on all the custom cabinetry, and then we carried it onto the tile and did a white background with that same blue to add a little texture and design. And then, of course, the light fixtures. We just took three of them and did them all different heights. Oh, and then everyone needs a mudroom in their home, a dumping ground. So our family, we created this mudroom on the main level of the home so that when we entered, we could drop off our shoes here. We've got doors and drawers to hide the mess. My husband actually built these components. And then we did the shiplap, which is just very durable for the wear and tear of the space. And then just a fun tile floor.
So if we can scroll back to any, are there any spaces sure. You guys wanted to see again? Any specific questions you might have? See, I love this dining room. Ashley, yes, you have a question.
What was your favorite area of your home that you designed?
Favorite area? Let's see. You can't see in this photo that we have a nice pool area. We're all about outdoor living, so for us it was not only creating the space inside, but outside, because we like to be outside so much. So we've got, the house is elevated, so we were able to use a lot of the space under the house for a veranda area and an outdoor kitchen that's overlooking the pool area. And then we had another space that we made, like a little pool cabana. And then as you exit the pool area, we have this sunset citrus courtyard space, which is pretty nice in the evenings when the sun is setting over the golf course. So it's very special. We love our citrus trees there and our herb tables. So we do spend a lot of time outside. But inside, I would have to go with the family room and living space, because it's just so open and connected to the outside with all the doors that we have that open up to the back space.
But yeah, find some photos to open up here. My wife.
Oh, that's okay.
Here, there's the pink doors.
So there's the front of the house, and yes, the pink double doors.
Let's see if we missed anything in that initial
sure.
run through. Mm-hmm. If this will load with us. Do we have any questions about the designer room? I thought we could also take the chance to talk about that.
Since Carrie Underwood inspired room.
Yeah. So what are the different spaces that we see styled back here?
Yeah, so our idea behind the Carrie Underwood inspired room was we wanted to take the image of Carrie Underwood and all that she's about. She's very glamorous, she's a powerhouse singer, she's definitely current and modern right now in the country music world, but also very warm and welcoming. So we tried to create a space that gave you the feel like you were in a modern Nashville home, rustic yet glamorous. So a lot of natural wood tones, white background, but then bringing in some glam to spruce it up.
Absolutely. There's a lot of texture in there.
Yeah, so we did a main living space, and then we did a bar lounge area, as well as a little home office space to bring it in. And we had lots of different local vendors who helped contribute to donating the pieces that you see here. So we're very happy to work with all of them.
It's really cool to see it all come to life, because I'm sure a lot of homeowners can go into a store and pick out the things that they like, but it's hard to put it all together. And make it make sense.
Yeah, and that was the challenge, but it was fun.
Absolutely. Yes. That leads me to my next question for you as a designer. Do you have any advice for homeowners looking to work with an interior designer, and it might be their first time? Mm-hmm. What can they bring to you to help make your job easier so you can help them
sure.
help you?
Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of people haven't used designers before, or they might feel intimidated about how much it might cost, or what are they going to do? Are they going to force me into a design that I don't like? But no, really, if you have some ideas or photos, that's always helpful. But just inviting me to your home is helpful, because I can take a tour with you and you can show me how you're living in the space, what you like about the space and what's not working for you, because aside from the beauty, it needs to function well. And I always tell my clients that. I mean, yes, we want to make it look beautiful, but it also has to function for you and your family. So helping my clients do that and go within their budget that they have is really important, and helping them change the way they live for the better.
Totally. What are some ways that you have improved your own lifestyle with this new house that you built? Is there anything that you brought into this new build that was inspired from your first home here in Charleston?
Yes, for sure. You kind of learn as you go, right? So our first home was not elevated. So that was one thing that we really wanted, was a more efficiently built home space-wise, so less square footage. But we wanted to elevate it so that we had the space underneath. So a lot of the homes on Daniel Island, you'll see them elevated, but they have slats and they're kind of an open air feeling. And you can't really store things safely in that kind of environment with the humidity that we have here in Charleston. So we opted for solid foundation. So our entire garage and basement level is closed in. And what we did was we finished the floors in the garage area, so they have that epoxy flooring. And then in the rest of the area, we've walled it off, and now it's a climate-controlled space that we're refinishing to do a basement. So we've got a game room in there, a gym, extra guest room space. And so it really gave us a lot more efficient use of the space that we had.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know we don't see a lot of those closed basement spaces in Charleston.
Right,
so
right.
That's something, I'm sure you've started a trend there.
Maybe.
I love that.
Yes. And there's not a lot of space on these lots, so privacy was a big thing for us, which is why we designed the house in the shape we did. It's a bit of an L shape, but from the road, you can't tell that underneath that archway is our pool and backyard area, so we kept it, you know, very private.
That's so neat. I'm having some technical difficulties here. I'd show you more photos.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyway, let's see. Do we have any other interior design related questions?
Well, thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you for participating. And we're so excited and glad to have you. We'll be doing a blog post on the designer room so we can see all the angles more in depth, and we'll include all of the products and everything. And that's really a treat for people to kind of see your design for free and get to get all the stuff right there.
That's right.
So that's
right.
Incredible. Thank you for coming to the home show.
Thank you, Michaela.
Holly of Advanced Window Fashions. We're going to be talking about window treatments that wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for joining us. Could you first give us a little intro about what you do at Advanced Window Fashions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the operations manager. I've been there for working on 9 years. I've helped in sales. I'm a certified installer. I kind of do everything.
That's awesome. Yeah. So she's put together a few slideshow photos of different applications in different parts of the home. Let's just start with the first one. Can you tell us about the silhouette shades?
Absolutely. So the silhouettes, I actually love them. They're in my home. But they filter the light. They allow you to see out during the day, but have a little bit of that privacy at night. They come in motorization, so they can be what Hunter calls power view. They can be light rise, so it's a manual operation, which everybody loves nowadays. It's child safe, pet safe. You can also do a cord loop option. So if you're in a rental home or just something that you don't use a lot, that's a cord loop on the side. They have different colors and sizes as far as the louvers go. So if you get a larger louver, you get more light that comes through. They will go all the way up and hide away in a nice cassette, so it kind of disappears and you can open your window fully. It's a really good application for kitchens, living rooms. You can see we put it on a door here. This was actually one of my projects on Daniel Island. I loved that client. They've since moved away, but I still love the product. They actually did this throughout their entire home. The silhouette in another portion of their home actually has a liner, so you can actually do room darkening. It just has a liner that comes off the back, which is really cool. It's what we have, kind of get rid of the light during the day if we want to sleep in, and then I can raise it during the day so I can still see out.
So do a lot of homeowners
do a combination of what we're going to look at in different parts of their home, or would you find that somebody might put silhouettes in every room of the house?
So it's kind of up to your style and what you're trying to accomplish in each room. But some people like to be just easy and say, I just want it everywhere. Some people like to switch it up and they'll put other products on other rooms. Maybe something that they need a little bit more energy efficiency, the duet would be really good for other rooms. Or sometimes you can mix products such as silhouettes or pirouettes and shutters. Kind of still gives you a louvered look in all the rooms and from the outside consistency, but a different, either a harder treatment or a softer treatment within the home itself.
Look at the next one. I love these designer screen shades.
Yeah, they are fantastic for large windows. I believe this is a downtown home we did. It allows you to still have the view. So if you're at the Tides, the Renaissance, you are on the beach, you want to filter the light, help with the harsh rays that are coming through, protect your floors. These are great. They're going to allow you to see through, but also cut down that heat and that glare. And they're great for large applications. Yeah, so this is where you can see the silhouette with what they call dual light on the right. So that was the same thing we looked at in the first slideshow, which it just has the liner. So it shows you it has that room darkening feature. But then on the left, it's a shutter. So you still have that louvered look, keeps the consistency outside and sort of inside, but it gives you a softer look in that bathroom versus the other bathrooms, a little bit of a harder product. But it still functions similar. The shutter will give you a little bit more of a functionality, so you can have privacy at the bottom and light up top, where a silhouette will not do that.
Okay. Yeah. How can a homeowner figure out what they like best? Is there an opportunity for one of your reps to come out to their house and hold things up to the window and kind of help them figure out what they're looking for? How does that work for a consultation?
Yeah. So that's a good question. We can come out to your home, or you can come to our showroom. We have a full gallery of Hunter Douglas products, so you can see the products, play with them, see the different applications. Or we come to you, we do full measure in home. It's a free consultation. We bring the products, you can see what they look like. Within the window, you can see the colors, because colors are going to be different whether you're in your house or you're in our showroom. So whether you have bought before, maybe you haven't bought before, we always recommend coming to the showroom so you can see what those products look like and then narrow it down, and then we come to you with those specific products.
That's a good point also to visit the showroom first. I imagine if you came to my house with all of my options, it might be overwhelming, so it's kind of splitting up the work for everyone there.
Yeah,
it easier.
It does make it easier, but it also allows us to talk to you first. And we can do that through the phone as well. We're not forcing you to come in. But we want to know what you're looking for in those rooms. Are you looking for privacy? Are you looking for room darkening? Are you looking for light filtration? What are you looking for? So when we have those conversations, then we narrow that down from there to bring to you. Because we don't want to bring the whole showroom.
Right, exactly. That's why you have a showroom.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some more designer screen shades. Are these the same as the one in the bedroom? Just a different color?
Yeah, they would just be a different color, a different operating system. You can kind of see a cord loop on the side there on the picture on, I guess, your right. But yeah, ultimately it's the same style shade. It filters the light. You can kind of see through it. That's probably a smaller opacity, so maybe like a 1%. So you don't see as much out, but you still allow light in.
What are the different motorization options for this shade?
So it depends on the manufacturer. So Hunter Douglas has PowerView, so it's Bluetooth operated. You also have something through Hunter Douglas called Soft Touch, so it's a dummy motorization. It's just a wand that you raise and lower. You can't set it to home automation, anything like that. Or there's also shades with other vendors we work with that use something motorization. All of them are great. It just depends on which shades we go with, maybe the sizes, things like that will determine.
So these are really great for any part of the home, I'm noticing, whether it be the kitchen, bathroom, and even outdoor.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one looks like it might be, I can't tell if that's screened in or not screened in, but you do have shades that are outdoor rated. So if you need an outdoor porch shade, you can absolutely do that with certain shades. They can handle the weather. The materials are totally fine to be outside. You can wash it down, hose it down, keep them clean. This was a project we did with y'all back in the day. The Elisha Woven Shade. So it's just a more formal looking product. It's still a roller shade. It has a little bit more texture. Kind of filters, you can see where you can't really see out that window as much, so it gives you a little bit more privacy, but just a different type of roller shade in general. I think we have a couple of different examples of that there. And these are actual roller shades with room darkening, so you can see that you have the light on the bleed on the side. So when you do have a room darkening shade, you are going to have light gaps on the side. So if you're somebody that wants to not have light at all, drapery panels are awesome to put on the side so you can cover those light gaps up. Let's talk about your custom drapery options. I know there's a lot. You've got a lot of fabric samples over there. Where does the custom drapery discussion start with the homeowner? Definitely the showroom. That's going to be something you need to come into the showroom for. There are so many fabrics. There's so many vendors that have different patterns and textures and things like that. What are you looking for? Are you looking for something like this that's operable, where it covers your slider? Are you looking for something that's just stationary panels? You have hardware that you've got to look at as well. So we want to narrow that down. Drapery is not as easy to compact into one book, per se, and bring out to you. So coming into the showroom, bringing paint samples so we can see what colors you're working for with. Your flooring, things like that. That'll help us kind of narrow down the fabrics and kind of allow you to spread out and make a hot mess in our showroom, per se. Yeah. Pirouettes, they are very similar to silhouettes. They don't filter or they don't block as much of the UV, but they're still in the open position. They will allow you to still see out and give you that louvered look like a shutter. This is a closed position that we did on a door.
That would be another example of that. Is this a pirouette in a different material?
No, this is actually a woven wood. It's a provenance by Hunter Douglas for a job we did in Isle of Palms.
These are super popular.
Yeah, they're very popular here. These and custom drapery are actually really big right now for us.
Do you find that people are combining them? Is it possible to do something like this on your window and add maybe just like the top? What's the top?
A balance.
Like the treatment.
Like a balance?
Okay.
Yeah, you can. These actually have a small balance at the top. Okay. You can do larger balances. It just matches the fabric material itself.
Okay. And that's kind of covering the operable part of the shutter. So it kind of gives you a seamless look and you don't see the mechanics of it.
Yeah, right? Tied in the mechanics. Exactly. This is the pirouette I think you were looking for. So the one on the right is an open position. The one on the left is a closed position. So you can see, you can allow light to come in. You can see out a little bit, and it just kind of gives you that soft, livid look. It resembles a shutter.
Close version.
And that project specifically, we actually did pirouettes here in their bedroom, and we did shutters in the bathroom. So we kind of mixed the products up a little bit.
There's another designer screen shade in another colorway.
Yeah, that's a black, so black screen shade. So one thing to think about when you're picking colors and things like that, and especially shades, but screen shades, if it's a light color, like a white, it's going to reflect more, so you're going to get more privacy. If you go a darker shade, it's going to absorb more, and so you're going to have a cleaner view, but you're going to be able to see more.
I would have thought that maybe the darker you go, the more privacy you have. But now that you mentioned light absorption,
yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's all about the absorption.
These are the same woven.
Yeah, it's a type of woven wood. You can see this has a little bit of a larger balance. It's a different texture. Hunter Douglas has probably over 100 colors. I don't know the specifics. And we have other vendors that have wovens as well. So there's a number of textures that you can pick from. It's a natural material, so you've got to think about the imperfections it's going to have. So there's different reeds or fabrics. They may have knots in them. The sample swatch that you see with us is not going to be the same, potentially, that you get in your home or the windows themselves in the same room, because they have variations. It's a natural product.
Yeah. here are some outdoor applications. Is this the same kind of shade that we're seeing on the interior, or is this an exterior design shade?
Yeah, so most likely it's still the same fabric. It's an outdoor rated fabric. Most of our outdoor shades, they are either with a crank, like the old style way of like cranking a shade to raise it that you see, or they come motorized.
Okay.
They help to give you a little bit of privacy. They help to narrow down some of the rain coming through a little bit.
I bet that also helps with keeping pollen off of your furniture.
A little bit, yeah. It'll still come through the painting, but you can run down the those.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any questions from the audience? Any specific rooms in your house you're looking to dress your windows in? Where can we find you guys at the showroom? Where is that located?
You have the full address?
Sure, yeah.
So we're in Mount Pleasant. The address is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We are exit 28 right off of Long Point Road. We have a full gallery. You can see the showroom. You can play with the operating systems. Come check out our fabric, our hardware, anything like that. Yeah, we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturdays.
That's awesome. And they're also here at the home show. You just go right down the middle here. They're on the right.
Yep.
And they've got all sorts of swatches and things that you guys can touch and feel and get some good ideas for your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming and presenting this with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Welcome, everyone, and Ashley to our third seminar of the day, Eco-Friendly Home Solutions. Here with me, I've got Elizabeth from Glass Eco Surfaces. I've got Mark with Advanced Water Systems, and I've got Michael with Fix-It 24/7. We're just gonna talk to each of them about the ways that their companies can help homeowners work to have a more eco-friendly home and lifestyle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's just start with you, Elizabeth, with Glass Eco Surfaces. Why is your product eco-friendly, and how does it help homeowners live a more sustainable life?
Our product is recycled glass countertops and surfaces, and we collect the glass locally. We hand make everything in a facility in North Charleston, so it's extremely local. It is low VOC, so it doesn't emit any chemicals or odors into your interior house, and it's minimal waste. Our strategy with pouring surfaces and tops is minimal waste.
Absolutely. What are some of the different applications for the various areas of your home with your surfaces?
We do countertops mainly, but recently recycling surrounds, the recycled glass surrounds of fireplaces is really big. Shower walls, we've done a lot of shower wall systems, tabletops, even full backsplashes, and also outdoor concrete applications with the recycled glass.
Cool. I've seen a few flooring. I think, was there a tile variation that you've made?
Just a few floorings, yes.
What is the most clever application you've seen?
We had a gentleman that was kind of a handyman renovation that did an entire tub surround. So the front face of the tub, the side faces, the top all the way surrounding the tubs, and even up the shower walls. That was a pretty spectacular visual as well as an interesting project.
Absolutely. I think we're going to feature that one in the upcoming bathroom guide.
I think so.
Sweet. Why is this product so popular in kitchens, bathrooms, and outdoor living spaces?
We like to think that it's because we're local and we focus a lot of our business locally with homeowners and businesses. It's unique, so every piece that we do is one of a kind. We don't hold inventory and things aren't mass produced, so every single thing is hand poured, and you can even add some of your own specialties for sentimental reasons.
What are some of the things that people have customized their surfaces with?
Mainly, I would say shark's teeth and shells that they've collected, some sea glass from various parts of the country and the world, actually. People can bring in their own, and we place them in various personal mementos. One client here was asking us about ashes, whether that has happened yet or not, but it is entirely possible, and it has not happened quite yet, but we're thinking that that would be a great preservation.
That is really interesting, and these surfaces are super durable also, right?
They are very durable. They're not porous.
Can they handle heat if you were to put something right on it?
About 300 degrees is the tolerance level, so that's pretty much its biggest limitation, is that it's different from the mindset of granite, where you can put anything on it hot. You definitely want to secure it with some type of non-heat transferring trivet. It's scratch resistant, and it doesn't stain, and it is not porous, so it doesn't rust.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
Let's
you,
move on to some water features in our home that we can discover. There with AI and this other slideshow up. While I'm doing that, will you tell us a little bit about advanced water systems?
Yep, we have stuff, water treatment that basically treats either the whole house or a point of view systems. We have a lot of customers that will suggest either dry skin or hair or brittle hair, or even staining around the house. We have resolutions that fit all those sorts of problems, as well as protect the appliances in the house as well, including the water heaters.
What is the difference between, between water sanitation and water purification?
Water sanitation is mainly if bacteria or anything that you don't want is in the water will sanitize the lines, you know, either bleach or peroxide to basically kill whatever the living organisms are inside the pipes. Purification is a mechanism that strips the impurities from the water, whether it's PFAS, PFOS, fluorides, pharmaceuticals, a lot of contaminants in the water that we don't want for consumption. Reverse osmosis does away with that.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the whole home services that you provide that would include both of those services?
Yep. Usually we'll put a system in to treat everything in the house. It's case by case to what we put in. Some customers are more in tone to getting rid of contaminants out of the house, so we have a filtration system that will remove chlorine and chloramines, as well as reduce a lot of other contaminants that are byproducts of those products. Some customers want water softeners, so we'll put water softeners in as well. It just really depends on what your concern is and where you are to exactly what goes in. And then I have a lot of other customers that are mainly concerned with consumption and drinking and what could possibly be in the water that for drinking and cooking, that they want to do something to get rid of all the negatives out of the water, and that's right. When we do a point of use RO system.
Okay, what does the maintenance look like for something like that?
Some systems are annually, some are every 3 years. It really just depends on what you get to what is going to be required.
Okay. Say a homeowner isn't really sure what their concern is. Is there a way that you guys can come in and test the water in all of their systems to give them a list of things they might want to consider?
We definitely do. We do a wide range of tests. And mainly, when we get to the house, we figure out what their concerns are or what's on their mind. And from there, we'll start talking about different avenues that we offer to treat or to fix it to get them in a good spot.
Are there any common denominators of problems that Charleston homeowners have specifically, or maybe something that you can always expect to deal with here?
Well, when it comes to warranty stuff, where it comes to tankless water heaters, in the manuals they recommend to descale them annually. There's a lot of homeowners that also will have to clean up their aerators regularly from any type of goop or anything else that might be accumulating on their aerators. We have systems that protect and preserve those and improves the overall quality of the water going through the house, so there's less service, less maintenance, less pinhole leaks, less leaky flappers in your toilets, so we have a wide range of stuff that it affects.
Well, we've just talked about eco-friendly services, how to manage the water in your home. Now let's talk about your heating and air systems with Michael from Fix-It 24/7. What are some ways that your company can help us get a more eco-friendly lifestyle?
Sure. So we are really a company of prevention, so we can do any type of service repairs on your system, but we're heavily focused on prevention in terms of maintenance with your system. And a heavy focus that we put in our maintenance is cleaning the systems. The systems are really disgusting, especially if they haven't been maintained. So we put a big emphasis on cleaning all the components and really getting them back to standard specifications as much as possible.
And you guys have a membership program for this, right?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So our members can take advantage of 2 heating and cooling tune-ups per year and 1 plumbing service per year. And again, the heating and cooling tune-ups are heavy focused on cleaning the systems. If you've ever taken your couch cushion off or lifted up your mattress and looked at all the stuff that's under there, just think of all that stuff getting pulled through your system. So we don't just come in and do a quick 15 or 20 minute maintenance, we really clean the system.
What are some energy efficient benefits of having your system cleaned regularly?
That's a great question. So the biggest benefit is saving on your energy costs.
Okay.
So dirt, dust, and debris are the number one killers of these systems. As that dirt, dust, and debris builds up on your system, what happens is those components have to work harder. So that's driving up your energy costs. Even just a small film of dirt and dust and debris on the components can make you spend about 20% more of your energy bill. Most people have no idea.
Right. In what ways do these smart HVAC systems contribute to energy saving in a home? Or did we kind of just answer that question already?
Pretty much.
Save more money that way,
right. By getting them cleaned, we're going to help put more money back in your pocket as well as extend the life of the system.
Okay. How often would you say homeowners who don't maintain their unit have to replace them?
I would recommend at minimum one time a year, but maintenance members with us get 2 tune-ups per year. Currently, we're offering a $39 one-time special for new customers. That's just allowing us to get into your home and service you with the ultimate goal to be a long-time partner with you.
That's awesome. Well, I think every single one of these folks is here at the Home Show today. If y'all could just tell everyone where to find you, if they have any more questions, I'll hand the mic back to Elizabeth to start.
Glossy Cook Surfaces is in booth 32.
We're just located around North Charleston, and you can find us on the web or contact us by phone.
All right, so Fix-It 24/7. I don't know the booth number, but we are right in the middle on the end cap.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.